I hate how much you love acting crazy. Tell everyone we're dating, then break up with me daily. I hate how much you love acting crazy. I hate how much you love acting crazy.
You'll be out all night, then you sleep all day. Getting way too high, but I'm fucking with it.
Hollyweed.
It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show. That's TS.
And that's Sasha.
And this is Van Halen.
Yeah.
What a great tune. We listened to it before the show to psych ourselves up. We might play it later on the show. Rest in peace, Eddie Van Halen.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Yeah. This one's for you.
One of the greatest guitar players in the world.
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
come on.
He's like crazy.
Same old time. And I'm searching
for
this thing. They're machines, the Van Halens. They are music machines. That's my opinion on the matter. And David Lee Roth is best and only.
You actually got to see like Van Halen.
Did. I got to experience. Follow us on, by the way, programming up. Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed. Follow us on Instagram at Cool Nerd Weed Show. But I did. I saw Van Halen like after Dave did his radio stuff. So Howard Stern went off the radio. David Lee Roth went on the radio with me and
with a
bunch of other people.
Okay.
And thought that was too crazy.
Being in Van Halen in the 70s and 80s.
So he went back and did a bunch of shows and tours with Van Halen again. And they were great. I saw them, my radio station put on one of them. So I was backstage once. There was no Van Halen talking to any of Van Halen. They chucked deuces right after the show because Little Wolf was in it.
Wolfie.
Too.
Amazing.
Good stuff. stuff. It was really good show. Very energetic. And I saw them like 30 years after, like that, for a warning had to come out. And so it was a really good show. And Dave was really great to work for me being personally me. He was really nice to me. And I don't know, it was a pleasure, but not everybody enjoyed it. Not everybody enjoyed working with him the radio. It was an experience that we will never forget.
He's high.
Loved it. He was very good to me, and his crew was always, they were always super respectful. I was like a 20-year-old, like college co-ed. Like I was like pretty willing to do anything, and they were like not like they never took advantage of that. They were super respectful, and he was like a fucking rock star. It's David Lee Roth. We couldn't wear perfume. That was like the weirdest thing.
Oh really? Was yeah. He was
super sensitive. Once I did wear perfume, and it was like from like a few nights before. I don't know. I was in college, and like he was like, I think because I like smoked weed. Actually, speaking of which, I like put on perfume, and he was like, question that nobody puts on, and we were like, "Wah." And I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get everybody yelled at, and he was, but you know, that's fine, you get to ask for that stuff when you replace Howard Stern on the radio. That's what I always thought. But
I would request that everybody wear perfume.
He wasn't high maintenance. He wasn't high maintenance. He was rock and roll, man. It was like working for the lead singer of Van Halen. and it's like nothing short of that, which was fantastic.
I have only had the misfortune of seeing Van Halen 3.
Now, and when we were talking about this, I was like, you, because we were talking, I don't know, we were outside or something, and we were talking about it, and you said Van Halen, you held up your hands, up the number 3. And I thought you were saying you saw them 3 times, and I was like, oh, like as a child, you old man?
Unfortunately, no.
And you were like, no, Van Halen 3. I was like, what? No. No. That's what I said, I think.
Yeah.
I was like, no, please tell me that's a lie.
But Eddie Van Halen was around, and he was very cool. Like he always had his guitar in his hand, and he was noodling around with the guitar and just doing shit.
Yeah, they like music.
And he was cool.
Yeah, they're
so
good
I got
music.
To see him play.
That's good. At least you got to see him play. Yeah, I got to see the best possible case scenario for my generation.
Should I light this?
Yes, please. Oh, okay. Please do. I encourage you to smoke marijuana inside the house. We have no, because we're in the garage still.
We're back in the garage.
We're live, but we are in the garage.
I think we're going to be back in the studio next week.
We will. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
got some special guests coming.
Oh, yeah. And only the best. We get to break out the lounge. Hopefully.
Got to see what's going on. We're going to have to dust everything off.
Yeah, well, it's the new normal.
Oh, man. Well, here you go. Here's some of the...
This is a hot anecdote. Yeah, so that's... Yeah, Van Halen. I worked with David Lee Roth for almost a year on the radio. He was very kind to me. I was an intern, but he paid me money. And... put me on the radio every day, which was like kind of like how I started to be on the radio.
true story.
Can confirm. It was really weird because, you know, we were right after Howard Stern. Like literally we could smell his end. Like we can smell him leaving the building. And then we started and it was weird. Like the ghost of Howard Stern was still like in the building. Nobody liked us at all.
Big shoes. You got some big shoes to fill. You had some big shoes.
Yeah. And he did his best. He really did. We, you know, and it was like fun to like skip around New York City with the lead singer of Van Halen, a.k.a. David Lee fucking.
I think it was great.
I came home one night.
We have a call in, right?
I know. I'm trying. I wish. I haven't spoken to him really since. I took my mom to a concert that he did solo. We wasn't with Van Halen. It was just Dave. It was really good, too. He's a very energetic performer. Smoked weed in the back. My mom, I was pretty young still. So it was like, it was crazy. Like, it was like rock star behavior. And I was like, I'm just on the radio, Mom. That's cool. And then And then he went on tour, I think. And it was like, it was pretty close. Like, I was almost like, I almost went. And then I think they were just like, no, your internship says that you can't leave with David Lee Roth or something. And I was like, but why? That sounds cool. And they were like, no, no, that was like a weird power play or something. I don't know. But it was really fun to work with him. And he was always good to me. And after that, we didn't really, I saw him when he was on tour again. But I contacted him through his manager, but all I don't think anybody works. I don't think the same people. When you're in show business for 90,000 years, you probably cycle through a couple.
Or you've had the same.
Or you've had the same.
Forever.
That's true.
My manager.
Yeah, my manager, who's been with me since 1962.
He just called me. He's like, you're still alive? Yes.
Yeah, that's, but yeah, so Eddie Van Halen. May he rest in peace. He
was R.I.P.
He did good stuff.
Innovator.
I'm glad he was around. I'm really glad he was around. But yeah, so moving on to other people who I'm glad were around is Dan Bilzerian, because he's dead now. Just kidding, he's not dead. That's not funny.
Wow.
No, I don't know why. Well, his cannabis company
is
dead.
His company is dying. Oh my God. Ignite. Ignite. What can we say about Ignite?
Well, what haven't we said? So, yeah. So, we were down. We were down. We were down with the luxury. We were down with exploiting our own culture. I don't know. Should we be ashamed of ourselves? Everybody's all like, yeah, fuck that company. And we were like, yeah, for sure, fuck that company. Oh, I hate
Should we
so
be
much.
Ashamed of ourselves?
I don't know. Were I kind we? Of feel like when I was out doing my demos, and I was doing demos for like a, you know, a cartridge company, people would be like, yeah, fuck Ignite. And I'd be like, for real? Like, I don't know. I quite enjoyed myself. And I enjoyed the weed all the time. The product was
good. As advertised.
Was.
It was delicious. It was
butts. It actually, this actually feeds into this show, because we have Good Kind finally on the show. I'm sorry, it took me 12 minutes to say that. We have Good Kind.
Oh, yeah.
We got our package. Thank
yeah,
you, Good Kind.
Thank
we
you,
love
Good Kind.
You. But, yeah, he knows Dan Bilzerian. They like it's a very small world in the weed world, so they've crossed paths before. So the marketing behind Ignite was, you know, butts and boobs.
They had a huge budget for butts and boobs.
And I'll pay for butts and boobs. It's not like I haven't before, but that's just me.
That's
it
you.
Doesn't, and I also
but,
like the weed. So
yes, okay. I love butts and boobs,
I
but
know.
I also really really like the. The jar, what's inside the jar,
it
needs
to
be
matter.
It has to it matters to me.
Yes.
So
indeed.
if you got butts and boobs, and the jar is fire, I'm
butts, boobs, and fire.
And fire, I'm in.
That's the combo.
I'm all in.
That's the winning combo. Is butts, boobs, and fire.
So they had me.
They did. They were doing concentrates. They were inviting us up to their Bel Air house. Can't stress that enough. We that was like a big thing for the nerds. We cleaned up. We went up to the house, which is part of what got them in so much trouble.
We knew
he was in bad shape. We knew that he was like $50 million. Like below where he's in the red.
In the red, for sure.
So,
but how did this happen?
Is he had a huge house
in Bel Air? Yes, that place was amazing. I can't
very
even
big.
Speculate what the rent was on that
it
monthly.
Was, and it was rented.
And it was.
We knew that. I mean, I don't
we
know.
Figured,
I
we kind of knew.
Like,
we were kind of like this is a rented party place. This
yeah.
place is made to party.
It really was.
Like if you right. if you live there on your own, you're. It's just excessive.
Right, exactly. Yeah. What do you need all that room for?
Otherwise,
you're
like that place you need to be partying there
24/7.
Okay, so he burned
like
his way through like a lot of money, agreed to give up the mansion in Bel Air, burned through a few high-end, executives, right? What was that about energy
there's
gun?
Like,
there's
yeah,
like a,
there's like, that's like, a funny part of the story, because it's like we went to one of the parties and there was like that weed, that cannabis toothpick, which like was actually pretty kind of good.
That was kind of cool.
But that said, it was like, it was just very used salesman-y, like very like innovative, saying like it was like very World's Fair.
Oh yeah. Step right up.
Yeah. And I feel like this is kind of like the head of the company that took over because they're not public anymore, I guess. And or something. I don't even know. It's just like not existing anymore.
And then some MedMen executives took over the company.
So it had four presidents in total after Dan Bil-. Well, I don't know if Dan Bilzerian was ever like really.
Well, he owns. Okay, so he owns like whatever 51% of the company, and the rest is investors. Yeah. But if the company lost $50 million in year one, and there's a speculation of
what a shame.
So they were paying for the mansion. One.
Right.
That's huge.
Which is a lot of that money.
And then there was other sort of things that were named that were purchased excessively. Trips, yachts, pool
yachts,
tables.
They paid models, reps
excessively. We saw on Instagram they were looking for models and it was like,
we'll pay you $80 kajillion. And like those parties were pretty influency. I mean, there was like it started out to be crazy, like where we were at one where they were like, okay, like you guys leave, and like they had a new wave of like more famous rich come in after us. We weren't influencey enough. We were just influencey to get through the first
wave. To get the first wave.
And then we got kicked out and we were like, what the fuck? And then we went to where did we go? Like to get some normalcy. It was like a bar or something.
Like,
what was like a cool bar?
Oh, the Frolic.
Yeah, we went to the frolic room. And I was like, I need to be like amongst like people and like greasy food. And I need it. Yeah, it was an experience each time. And, you know, that's his thing. But you can't really do that with weed. You can't really like, even if you have a good product, which is, like, you kind of have to keep having a good product, and you can't just, like, I don't know. I guess he just kind of, like, shot himself in the foot with all that spending. You should just spend it on your weed product making.
I they sold, what did they sell? It was, like, $1.6 million in sales last year, which is nothing to, you know, normally if you didn't spend $50 million to get there.
Yeah, you'd be like,
you'd be like, damn, I did $1.6 million this year with rebranding everything, all my flour with boobs and butts and fire. And I came out, but I, you know, my mansion was $20 million at that party wasn't cheap.
No, none of them could have been cheap.
So if I'm an investor in Ignite, I'm kind of mad.
Yeah, they had some Canadian people backing.
Oh yeah, the Canadian stock market.
CBD was actually good too.
The CBD was good. It was quality.
And that was from
like Oregon. Yeah.
It's funny seeing all like the Instagram like models like scatter across Instagram.
They're all like rogue. They're looking for new homes and new daddies.
They're all rogue.
Ignite models.
Crawling
Yeah, they go feral quickly.
Corners of the Instagrams with Fashion Nova ads and
rebranding themselves.
Get it, you know, do what you got to do.
Get after
it. We had fun. That was my point of saying this. I mean, we wanted to talk about it because there was just new shit that came out that was just like, he's still getting fucked. And it was like, it's kind of like, and I really like, I don't know enough or care enough about Dan Bilzerian to like care that he's taking a hit or taking an L, because I really don't, like, I never cared about him. He was always on the dirty. We always talked about that. And the bottle rat situation. That was always fascinating to me. Yeah, but I was never like not rooting for him. I really don't care.
The bottle rat scene is
it's delicious.
It's fancy.
I love it.
You can't take your eyes off.
I love it. And, you know, they love us. Oh, my God. We've experienced so many good things there. And it's really a shame that it was used for exploitation. It was weedsploitation is what it was.
It was. Weedsploitation. That happens. I think it happens more often than we think.
Quite a bit. And, you know, your boy just, like, didn't know. And it's like some people will be, you know, excited to see that he really is just, like, he wants to get as far away from this brand as possible. I know he, like, there's another, president, but he's not doing weed. Like, it's just, like, off, I think, right? Or is it? No, it is. It's back. It's selling weed again.
I mean, do you try to, like, recoup? Do you try to take it back? Or is he just like, I'm 51%, 1%. It is my company. And then you just go down in flames. But you have to recoup. Like, if there is, like, fiduciary responsibility. That is it.
No, they're, it's true. You gotta get it together. Can't make a mockery out of it. Which is also kind of what MedMen did. And we were, you know, he was associated with MedMen. And I guess they had presidents. Whenever you hear that, if you're out in California or anywhere, actually, really, if you hear former MedMen CEO or head or manager or really anything at all, yeah, just look it up. You know, could be great. Could be great, could be guy. Good gal. Great. Whoever.
Due diligence.
You know, usually it's not associated with a good story. So, I mean, that's just been historically speaking. No shit talking on this show.
No, these are facts. Facts.
It's only the facts, ma'am.
Just the facts.
on this show. And, yeah. So, I don't know. You can't fake it. Can't fake it.
Yeah.
MedMen tried to overbrand. Dan Bilzerian tried boobs and butts with fire. Boobs, butts, and fire.
Boobs, butts, and fire.
Just overdid it. I don't know. Don't look at me. I bought it.
You bought it.
You got in trouble for buying it. Well, did you get in trouble today?
What I get in trouble for today? That was a genius move. All that shit sold. That was fucking a genius. These fucking people at that particular place.
No, they didn't like. They didn't like top shelf weed.
They didn't like top shelf weed at a price that was at premium shelf weed.
I'm sorry.
And it was not. It's not good for the community. But you don't even know what the fucking community is, so fuck you.
Oh, man.
Boobs, butts, fire.
You were right. I don't remember if we just carried it down the block.
You just don't spend $20 million a month on your rent, man, and call it a business expense.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. And, you know, they outsourced
I mean,
the right
I don't
people.
Know. Somebody give us $50 million. We'll put it in the right place.
We will.
Yeah, immediately. I'm going to move to the west side. Start having parties.
Lavish, loud.
step and repeats every night.
Yeah, just parties.
Insta.
Yeah, just free goodie bag, just
everything.
Free shit.
Yeah,
weed.
Give it out.
We smoked a lot of weed. Well, that was actually all. Oh, no. We actually remarked. The first couple parties that we went to,
there was a lack of weed.
That if it wasn't for us bringing the weed, we wouldn't have smoked.
We would have not have smoked.
And that was not cool.
So you could back it back up to somebody rewind.
So now.
Rewind.
Now, when you mention it.
As you mentioned it. Okay.
Fuck you, Dan Bilzerian. And your fucking bullshit. yeah. Sorry. If you're listening in the future, we're watching the Dodgers game, so this isn't time sensitive.
Yeah.
We are live on the radio, so if you're listening to us, put on the Dodgers and rally.
Get out your rally hats.
Yeah.
Get out your rally. Roll a big fat baseball bat and smoke one for the Dodgers right
yes,
now.
Yes, but pour one out for Kobe and salute to the Lakers. Salute. As in, like, cheers.
Cheers.
Like the Italian salute, not like...
salute.
Like yeah, salute. Yeah, so it's a good time to be alive. And Danville's air. If you're sad, I guess this article is kind of meant to be like, don't be sad because you're not Dan Bilzerian and his stupid weed company. So I guess that's kind of nice.
Apparently he's got a book coming out.
Yeah, I guess.
I can't wait. I mean, I don't know.
He's probably up to, he probably has been up to
who,
all sorts
of. Who do you think wrote it?
He probably had something to do with writing it. I mean, I don't. I've never like heard him speak, so I
no,
don't
we,
know
never, no.
what it would sound like. But
I don't know.
Oh yeah, I really don't.
We'll get it on. We'll get it on like.
But he's probably got a lot of stories.
Audio. We'll get like the audio book of it and
maybe
listen to it.
Maybe he just tells like stories about the bottle rats and stuff.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah. What
his
what
memoirs.
Else does he have to talk
the
about?
Dan Bilzerian memoirs.
Yeah, I mean, is it like a children's fiction book? Like, what is it going to be? Isn't it going to be like his life and times?
It's like the times of a gambler, a playboy gambler, and failed Easy. Cannabis company
Influencer.
Entrepreneur.
Ugh. God.
What a dirty story.
Yeah.
It's a dirty story. I feel dirty. I need to take a shower.
No, that's what I'm saying. We should be ashamed. This is actually, this first part of the show is us.
It's a confession.
Confessing. We just felt in this Halloween season we needed to get it out because we are ashamed of our indulgence and our gluttony.
Decadence.
And our decadence. Please forgive us, weed gods, for we have sinned and... We have reckoned, okay? Neither of us have had jobs for, like, quite some time. So we're reaping what we sow, and we are sorry. And this is our penance, and we respect you, and we love you, weed gods. We love you so much. I'm going to play more Van Halen, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. I hope life treats you kind. And I hope that you have all that you ever dreamed of. I wish you
We're back.
Yeah.
We're back. No, you're not back. You're back.
Yeah.
It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show.
Yeah, we're back.
It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show. That's TS.
And that's Sasha.
And we're back. We're live on Adobe Radio. Thank you, Adobe Radio. I haven't thanked you yet for being so spectacular and swell for having us on the radio. If David Lee Roth is listening, don't you worry. Because I know you'd be worried. I'm going to play more of Van Halen with David Lee Roth, because that's just my favorite version of Van Halen. It may not be Van Halen's version of Van Halen, but it's
I like Palm Cake because of Eddie Van Halen's.
Arguably during Van Hagar is when Eddie Van Halen was showcased the best.
And
but
use of power tools during
during
guitar solos.
Yeah, no, they went crazy on those tracks, but. It's just,
but I feel you. I feel
that's
you.
Just my opinion. There's no lack of musicianship on the 90s Van Halen, the 80s, late 80s, 90s Van Halen. But, you know, this is a show about weed.
This is. Oh, I almost forgot. Hold on. This is a show about weed. Okay.
We could talk about music, but there's a lot of people who do that in the world.
Yeah.
So we decided.
This is a weed. I forgot. Is this a weed show?
Yeah, you do a whole other show where you like talk about music. What do people talk about on the Danger Staring Show?
You know, music and sports and.
Shout out Danger Staring Show. I plug that show
stuff.
So much.
Yeah, he actually tried to call us because he thought we were in the Adobe right now.
Aw.
So.
Well.
But.
If twerrant for Danger Staring, who knows?
Who knows?
Where we'd be. But. But yeah, I think they go hand in hand, but not all the time. Not a lot of musicians always like to, well, now they do, but talking about smoking weed wasn't always a cool thing to do.
No, you know, it may make or break your career.
Yeah.
Possibly. You could become like the weed
band.
Guy. Suddenly you're like the weed band and you're getting hassled
got to travel up to Texas and stuff. And
or, you know, some people want to keep it on the DL still.
Yeah. Which.
That's okay. It's okay.
You know, it's your prerogative. So things are changing, though. And nature is healing and the world is turning.
Yes, it is.
And we, about a month and a half ago, I don't know, 2 months ago, a year ago, 2, 4 score and 7 years ago. I'm not quite sure what time is anymore. But we had Flip from Good Kind on our show.
Yes.
And he was great. He was such a good interview.
He was so cool.
Oh, my God. It was like we had him and then we had Kevin Smith and then we had Tommy Chong. So it was like he just like kicked off a really good set of interviews for us. So thanks, Flip. But he came on our show and we met him through Alice Moon, who is also amazing. Check her out and all that she does. She is awesome and a friend of the nerds, and we love her. And we interviewed him, and he was great. Check out his story. He's got a great story and a great message. And this company fascinated us because we're always giving hemp-derived CBD all kinds of business.
Yes, we're very particular.
Giving it the business.
We're very particular about what we like.
Because out here in California, it's like we didn't, you know, we don't need that hemp-derived stuff because we have, you know, CBD rich THC plant or cannabis plants.
Yeah.
So we use those, but in other states where it's not quite legal yet, and where they need kind of a workaround to use all the benefits of cannabis,
it's almost a loophole at this point.
Yeah.
Falling under like this a full CBD.
They did their research to find the right plants to use to consume. where they can isolate certain compounds and where they could make it so that it was still hemp derived, very, very CBD rich, and also had like an effect on you. So it wasn't just like, because in order to be legal, you have, or hemp derived, you have to be below, what is it, 0.3%?
Point 0.01.
Yeah, something crazy.
THC.
So you, no THC. But this, so, 0.03, so we're going to smoke.
I don't know. It's like
at the end of the show, minuscule. We're going to do, yes, it's very tiny. We're going to do the final huff and puff with, we got some flour from them and some crumble. We'll talk about what it is then.
Okay. I'm excited. I'm very excited.
You were. We are. Listen, we are very excited. Like, TS basically like cartwheeled through the door. Like, he was so stoked. We were very stoked. We were like, do you have the tracking number for the package? Because he was like immediately like, we will send you a package. We were like, can you? And they can, because
they can.
CBD.
It and is it came through.
Hemp derived ass CBD. Like that CBD. It looks like weed, and it is, but it
was sealed up
derived
nice.
From hemp, and it was sealed up nice. Beautiful packaging, good kind, good fucking job. So far, so good. We did smoke a joint of it. We'll talk more about that later. We actually really enjoyed it. Like, truly, we would say it if we didn't. We would.
Yeah, for real.
Like, you would know. We yeah, wouldn't be. We were not able to lie very well about what we think about things. So what we're going to smoke now, which is interesting, is the Delta 8. Now, tell me about Delta 8 really quick. Before we talk about
Delta 8,
because this is interesting, because this kind of works into the story we're going to talk about, global drug scheduling or removing weed from scheduling, which is always the big thing that we talk about. But this is interesting.
Yeah. Delta 8 is one of the cannabinoids that is.
I knew. Wait, this might be dying. I knew it was going to die. Fuck.
Is, you know, it's slightly different. Than Delta 9. Is it dying? Oh no.
I'm such a jerk. I said it too. I was like, I charged everything else but this. Something's happening though. I got something out. So wait, say it again. That's, we don't have to try it, but
that's completely dead. Okay. So it's slightly different. It tickles the brain a little differently.
So tell me.
Just
about
plug it.
It
in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell me
so
about it while I'm plugging it in.
Basically,
you carry the show for a
basically
minute.
It's like a, it's an analgesic, it's an appetite stimulant. It tickles the brain a little bit differently. Okay. I don't know all of the facts on Delta 8 just yet, but I know that it is legal to ship. It is legal under the, like, under like some sort of CBD, the CBD, like the hemp law.
Yes.
Because it's not Delta 9, which is interesting to me. And there's a lot of people that have been bringing this up. I've got a homie in upstate New York, and he swears, I'm going to send you some
before the end of the show,
some Delta 8 gummies.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. We're going to try it. This is interesting because this is different compounds. This is different parts of the brain, different receptors, different little things that light up in your body. And I love it. I love the workaround of how to get this plant out to people who live in states that can't get it. I love the message behind the company. They're people of color, mostly. Definitely people of color, founders.
Oh, they give a lot back to
the community. They do. One every eighth goes to human rights initiatives. They want to be completely green, like within the next 15 years ish, which is ambitious and pretty amazing. That they're just like on board with everything that's like good in the world, and they're good. So we're gonna try them at the end of the show. The big thing was that we were gonna try it now, but I didn't charge my battery, so you know, you live, you learn. What, like you haven't done that before?
Oh yeah, like almost every time.
Almost every time.
Almost
I charged
every time.
Everything else. I charged things that we're not using, but it's okay because we're going to talk about the government. Wait, so this, okay, so yeah, this is, you know, good, I guess, that this is still being talked about. So they're really still talking about taking marijuana off Schedule One.
This is like a global movement,
right? This isn't like the United States, right? Or just the United States.
The U.S. government's sort of backing the World Health Organization, okay, or okay, the WHO, okay, the okay. World the Health WHO. Organization, the WHO. Yeah. Is recommending that they remove like restrictive categorization. Mm. Like just remove it and just like make it like whatever. It's like it's a plant and forget about regulating it.
Yeah.
As a global community, I guess the WHO actually recognizes some medicinal value, maybe, or like the criminalization is just the wrong way to go. Globally.
Well, this is a. It's not a bad thing. In most places, if not all places around the world, cannabis is on the worst, on the list of worst things. Even, did you know it's even like pretty legal in Amsterdam? TS taught me recently. What did you teach me? That like in Amsterdam, like it's not legal. It's not like it is here.
Oh, yeah. It's,
or I don't know what it is.
It's just like tolerated.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They can't.
But you didn't know that. Whoever's listening, right?
They can't mess with you for anything.
Well, they can't. But it's not like it's like they're like not. It's like, still not like.
Still like, where did this come from?
The law like, is still the law, know. Right? Like the
even global. Medically, they're yeah. The Dutch laws are vague.
They're vague, but they don't say yes.
Yes.
So this is the movement to get weed just off of that.
Yeah.
Completely.
Like. Globally, the U.S. government's on board with that.
Yes,
this is good news.
It is good news. It's great news.
some good news.
It is. It's being talked about more. Not only do we have this going on, there's a bunch of states that are about to vote, hopefully, for legalization in some regard. But certainly, there's like going to be a good amount of recreational going on.
There's a lot. There's.
I wonder, like, everybody's just going to get their weed from, you know, I don't know what's happening.
There's so many. It's on the ballot. So many places. Some swing states too, and DJT does not want that.
No. Well, I was surprised. I still, well, you said, yeah, we need to like not have Donald Trump in office or something to get weed passed. I still think because it's like such a cash grab. I don't know, maybe because it's not authentic and Dan Bilzerian is a great, great example of that, that, you know, you can't just be capitalist and legalize weed and get out of the hole that COVID put you in as a country, but it might help.
it will help. Just make sure that your founders are not spending more than the average.
Yeah, do your homework, which is something that the government doesn't really do.
Yeah, the average human would spend on rent. So,
well, it looks like, I mean, other countries are pretty much doing the same thing. Well, almost, yeah. And there's a lot of states. The U.S. is about to be, you know, pretty tolerant of weed, I would hope.
Where do you want to go? Montana? Yeah, Arizona?
Sure. Let's go to Arizona.
Oregon? Okay. Let's go to Arizona. See what's happening.
Yeah, tell me.
And Arizona, it's interesting because Arizona, and this is one, this is a very important swing state. Mm-hmm. Arizona mm-hmm. is, last is Olympic. They generally vote red, but they can be. They can go either way.
Yes.
But they have cannabis on the bill.
Yes, they do.
And DJT did not want that.
No.
During an election year.
No. Well, people, you know, everybody as they should like the incarceration rates business. That's very appealing, on a lot of these propositions, and I think that that's good. And, you know, what are you going to do? Hopefully, I'm hoping all these states vote the right way. It's one thing for it to be on their ballots. Yeah. I'm like really excited for that, but...
Give a vote yes on the Smart and Safe Act
I don't know,
in Arizona.
If you haven't registered, then I don't know. I don't know what you could do, but go to iw.com/vote for information.
You could probably still vote, even in Arizona.
Yeah, and you can find out more information about, like, maybe you can volunteer in your polling place. Maybe you can find out polling places. Maybe you can find out official ballot boxes. You know, stuff like that. Okay, really quick. We only have time for one more place. Take me to Montana.
Okay, Montana. All right. In Montana, Constitutional Initiative 118. It's 21 and over, adult use.
Nice.
What would you be able to do? Tax 20% tax. Probably expunge some records, hopefully.
I think.
And a lot of the Montanans support this.
Montanans. Is that how you say it?
Montanans.
Montanans.
Montuckians. the good people of Montana. I've been there. It's a beautiful, beautiful country.
I've never been there. Here,
yeah,
it's
beautiful.
It's a beautiful country.
It's a beautiful country. So. 54% of the people of Montana support this, nice. And they also, you know, they may, I don't know, did they support Donald Trump in Montana? Donald Trump does not want marijuana on the bill, so maybe some people with some different thinking maybe will come out and flip Montana. Who knows?
Go out and vote. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come right back. We'll keep talking about this. Don't worry if you're scared.
And that's Sasha.
And we are up to the final huff and puff. It's the end of the show. Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed. Follow us on Instagram at Cool Nerd Weed Show. We're actually really excited about this one because we get to try Good Kind, which we've been really looking forward to. Did I have it in my hand?
The lighter?
No.
What are you looking for?
The cartridge.
The cartridge. That's right. Is that it?
No.
No, that's not it. You had it in your hand.
Well, while I do this, you
okay.
talk about that.
All right. What are we are going to be smoking the... Okay. We made a little... the Lifter is 18% CBD and the Notorious Crumble, which is 81% CBGA.
And what the hell is that?
That is another cannabinoid. Yeah. It's like another cannabinoid to tickle your brain.
Yeah. So these, the peeps at Good Kind are, they're doing science with.
Can you throw me a lighter, please?
Yes, I can. I can hand you one civilly.
Oh, I see.
And calmly.
Oh, okay. I'd rather have it thrown
what do you think
at
we
me.
Do here? How do you turn these things on?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't know. Great. I'm gonna. Okay. So we've made a little combo.
We did. Yeah.
Some flour, little bird nest, green screen, as it were, and some concentrate on top. I'm gonna go for a CBD, CBG combo.
Yes. Do it
and see what happens.
Yes, it is. CBG is very new. It's cutting edge. It's new technology. That Good Kind is kind of discovering and, you know, hopefully bringing more light to, because it is a good part. I mean, it's just good to, oh my God, that crumble's doing crazy things.
Yeah.
It's good to discover different parts of the plant is what I'm trying to say.
That wax melted really nice.
Yeah.
It was clean. I gave it the old school test. To make sure that it was actually clean.
Thank you.
Earlier in the day.
And what was that test?
That was put it up to a lighter, and if it just melts and turns into oil,
really,
it is clean. If it sparkles,
oh, if it's like,
if it sparkles, then it is. It's a.
Now, this is really interesting. So we, okay, if it sparkles, it's bad.
It's bad. Yeah.
And so this is much like conversations with me and Tia as we pick it up, as we trail off. We tried this before the show. We tried a joint of the flower. And we were very interested because we felt like it definitely, you know, while we've tried a lot of hemp-derived CBD products, smoking them before, it really didn't do anything for us. Like, we just were kind of just like, the only thing that ever really did stuff for us was high CBD plants. This had us feeling, you know, a little.
We felt good.
Was a little like sharpened.
Yeah, focused.
Like you said, yeah. Like,
it was like focused.
It just lights up your brains a little bit. That was kind of cool, because we didn't expect, I didn't expect that anyway. And this is actually really good. This little combo, what do you think?
No, I feel great. Like, everything, my whole body is relaxed, but I'm focused at the same time. I actually looked up their little QR codes.
Go right to
test results. So you know that everything's tested clean.
Yes. They're very. They take a lot of pride in what they do.
Passed all the tests on the flower. I checked the vape earlier.
That we can't try.
Well, you know, next time we'll get to it next week. Next week we'll have something.
It was working. Maybe it needs like a better. Battery. This battery's crappy, but yeah, we do want to try that. But yeah, this is exciting stuff because it's available. So, you know, we got this from Texas. So if you're in Texas, you can find relief, and they offer topicals, I believe. Like you get the CBG and topical, and this is good.
This is great. This is really good. This is really great.
It's
medicine.
Very relaxing. If you are not, if like you're. In a state or anywhere really that you just kind of want that like nice relaxing like buzz, like without feeling high really at all. I mean, we felt like because we had taken a decent amount of edibles throughout the day, and we kind of just felt like it was sharpening us. Like if you got too high and you needed to drive home or something, like you never drive high, but if you wanted to kind of like ground yourself during work or something, I would totally smoke this to like calm my anxiety and shit at night. I would like, put this in my weed all day
as an additive
all
if
day
you're
long
in California for
all
sure like add add the CBG, yeah, add some, add a little hemp.
And if you're CBD, anywhere else, just like, smoke damn, it, dude. Just, this is, yeah, this shit will work. You will relax. You can cook it. I don't know if you can or can't, but probably.
You could probably make some brownies out of it.
It's probably activated. Totally. So, yeah, just check it out. Good Kind. Thank you, Good Kind. Thank you, Flip. Thank you, Alice. Thank you, everybody. We really appreciate that you exist. What? Yeah, so we're crapping.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. Final Huff Puff was spent enjoying this. And also, what Van Halen song should I play? Just to close out the show.
Hot for Teacher?
Yeah, you think so?
I think so.
Okay. I like where your head's at.
It's a crowd favorite.
I like where your head's at. It is. It's a crowd favorite. Everybody does love Hot for Teacher. Thank you so much for hanging out with the nerds. Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed Show. Follow us on Instagram at Cool Nerd Weed Show. And
don't panic.
It's organic.